Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hey, Ashley Kendall is the director of wildlife at Anderson Humane. Anderson Humane is in, I guess that's considered South Elgin. Is that South Elgin, Ashley?
Yeah, so our address is, it's off of La Fox Road in South Elgin.
Yeah, I've been there many times, and I'm a big fan of your crew and what gets accomplished there. And I think everybody, whether you're in suburbia or whether you are in Chicago proper, you're dealing with at least a mouse trying to get in the house. Sometimes it's a chipmunk or a squirrel. There's a variety of little animals who have decided winter or fall is coming and they'd like to find a new place to live. And I think a lot of people call wildlife trappers, and of course, most of them euthanize animals or they relocate them. But how do you winterize your home with someone like you, a wildlife ally?
Yeah, so obviously October is the perfect time for our wildlife because it's after, you know, the babies are grown, but it's before winter. So they're looking for dens. So what we do as wildlife allies is we come out and we kind of do a full assessment. Wildlife can go into our house in so many places. There's obviously the obvious places under your porch where like raccoons or skunks can kind of hang out, inside your chimneys if you don't have a chimney cap. That's a common place that they get into. Soffits, squirrels all the time, chew into soffits and go into your attic. But things like bats, animals like bats, they can get into places that are as small as the width of a dime. So sometimes for the general public, finding those entrance points is a little bit difficult. So we will come out and we do a full assessment. And if they're in there, then we use humane approach to get them out. So like you said, instead of just hiring a trapper and having somebody come out with a trap and trapping the animal and then either euthanizing them or releasing them somewhere else, we work with the wildlife that are there to get them to leave on their own and then seal it up so they can't get back in. So we kind of solve the problem long term.
How do you get them to leave on their own?
So it's biology, right? So especially this time of year, animals, they got to go out and they got to find food. A lot of our animals aren't true hibernators. So you have skunks, possums, raccoons. They are active in the winter even. So they will leave to go get food, things like that. So we use devices like one-way doors so that when they do leave and to actually go get food or whatever it is, then we check with cameras. We make sure they're fully out. Once we know they're out, then we seal it off so they can't come back.
What about people who feed these animals? You know, people love to feed the squirrels, and my experience has been the day that you're not home or the time you go on vacation, the squirrels go, well, I've just got to get through that door or that window or that screen because that's where my food comes from.
Yeah, so we never recommend feeding wildlife. There's a numerous reasons why it's not recommended. Not only that it can cause that, if you stop feeding, they can seek out more food. But it also can be a high disease transmission. So wildlife that aren't naturally congregating together in the wild at your home, if you have food out, they will be naturally congregating. So they're spreading diseases that otherwise they wouldn't normally spread. So we don't recommend feeding wildlife. Bird feeders are fine, but with bird feeders, you do have to make sure you have things up like squirrel baffles so that the squirrels aren't getting into it. And you got to make sure to clean them. We often at the Wildlife Center will get in house finches with conjunctivitis, and that's just a disease, again, that's unnaturally spread from feeding wildlife, and that can be prevented by cleaning bird feeders. So if any of those, you know, circumstances, like if they want help with putting up squirrel baffles, we can do that with wildlife allies as well.
Ashley Kendall is the director of wildlife at Anderson Humane. We're talking about all those little critters that want to find a nice, cozy place for them to live. And it's actually in your house or something attached to your house. I had a bird that apparently I didn't know until my dryer wouldn't work. And the guy came out and he goes, oh, that's because there's a bird's nest right there in your, you know, in your vent. And
yeah,
it was,
so vents are pretty common. Vent covers are really important. Bats can even get into the vents. And like I said, chimneys is another common area. If it's not covered, then they definitely can access that.
So I know some people listening are completely comfortable with trapping, killing, or relocating those animals. For those that are not and want to be a little more humane or feel strongly about moving the animals without harming them or killing them, what do you charge to go out and do this?
Our inspections, they do depend on distance. Unfortunately, we can't help everyone in the Chicagoland area. I would love to, but we do travel within an hour of South Elgin, and our inspections start at around $100. We do try to make it as affordable as possible, but we are a nonprofit, so we do have to cover staff time, gas, and supplies. For those that are outside of the service area, we do actually offer virtual consultations, so we still can help them out at a little bit more affordable price and try to get them to get some DIY kits so they can actually do it themselves.
So we've got about 30 seconds left. What is the tip that you could give people right now? What is the biggest issue that people are calling about? What animal and where do you find it hiding most often?
I would say if they hear scratching or anything like that, they're already in the house, so give us a call. Otherwise, they can do a full walk around and just look for anything from really small cracks in windows, around garages, things like that, and just try to look for any opening that an animal possibly could get into. And obviously picking up food, too. So if you have any trash cans, make sure they're fully sealed. Window well covers, make sure any feral cat food, that kind of thing, is all put away so animals aren't attracted to your house.
And what's your website where people can find out more?
It's ahconnects.org.
For Anderson Humane, ahconnect.org. Thank you so much, Ashley.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you read about this story, but DCFS had investigated a Chicago family 9 times before a 12-year-old boy died of a drug overdose. We're going to talk to Audrey Anderson of Anderson Attorneys and Advisors. What is happening that we can't protect children in these circumstances? I don't know that she'll have the answers, but we'll certainly talk about it, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.